We're all the way up.
Senate Veterans Committee will convene. We have an author here present today. And, yeah, we've got another member. Look, we have a quorum present. We're convened 6:28, and today's agenda has two bills on file. Secretary will call the roll of the members here present.
Nielsen?
Here.
Waso? Allen? Wynn? Roth?
Here.
A quorum.
We do have a quorum present, and we do have an author here present. Assemblyman Mathis, would you like to present AB 1672?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senators. AB 1672 is just very simply a veterans court study. We have veterans courts in 28 of our 58 counties, and what we want to do is look at what the best practices are to best help our veterans, to help those veterans that have slipped through the cracks, and increase veterans courts across the state. And what we're able to do with a study, we believe, is to be able to look at the best methods possible to do so. And generously enough, Mr. Wayne Hughes, to my left here, has said he's willing to foot half the bill for us and to really reach out and help these veterans out. So if there's any questions, we can answer those. We just really love to have your support so we can continue to help veterans and see the best way to move forward with the veterans court system.
I think we're quite familiar with the veterans courts and how very successful they have been. We certainly appreciate your generosity and commitment. Would you like to give us your piqued your passion in supporting
well,
the veterans
court? Well, sir, I caught a firsthand first row seat into what our men and women are experiencing as they come back and try and reintegrate into society. I've got a little bit of something that I wanted.
Well, should you state your name for the record?
My name is Wayne Hughes, Jr., yep. And I'm proud to serve as the sponsor of AB 1672. It's my belief, and this goes back to what I was going to say before, it's my belief that the brave men and women who serve our country and return from the field of battle with combat-related disorders should be afforded every reasonable opportunity to get the help they need. Now, I put together a ranch in San Miguel, California, called Sky Rose Ranch. We're a 22,000-acre cattle ranch. And I dedicated the lodge and the surrounding acreage to serve our men and women dealing with the issues of reentry into society. And since 2013, Sky Rose Ranch has helped more than 900 veterans get back to the path of recovery. But as much as the ranch is making a difference, okay, it's just a drop in the bucket. It isn't good enough. It isn't enough to help because we have so many troubled veterans across the state of ours. A good number of combat soldiers return home and they are able to go ahead and reintegrate into society. But sadly, many others aren't so lucky and they find themselves getting in trouble with the law, typically rooted in their combat-related disorder. And that's why I strongly support the Veterans Treatment Courts, and I'm so proud to sponsor AB 1672. Veterans have committed low-level offenses can enroll in the veterans programs and must abide by the comprehensive programs that include counseling, education, and rehabilitation. If and when they do, their case is likely expunged, and most importantly, they're on the road to recovery. Veterans courts are working. They're working in Pennsylvania, they're working in New York, they're working in Texas, they're even working in Hawaii. They lower recidivism, and they get our veterans reunited with their families. And they have that opportunity to once again get sober, to get a good job, and renew the purposes for their lives. Our challenge is that veterans in most California counties, 30 to be exact, still don't have access to these vital court resources. And that's not just wrong. It's tragic. We need to know which counties are the most successful in serving our veterans and how we can emulate that in counties that are either less successful or don't have any access whatsoever. Thanks to Assemblyman Mathis, a veteran who knows the trauma of battle, and his AB 1672, there is hope to give every veteran in our state a better than even chance for recovery. AB 1672 is a study bill. It's a major step in the direction of determining how and where we can best provide veteran court services and resources to veterans that have been either underserved or ignored for far too long. I hope that you'll join your colleagues in the Assembly and support AB 1672, which will give our brave veterans and their families a second chance and an opportunity for a better life. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. You have another witness? Please identify yourself for
yes.
the record and give us your
Sharon
testimony.
Riley, on behalf of the Judicial Council, we are here today in strong support of AB 1672. As the chair notes and the assembly member and Mr. Hughes, veterans courts are successful. And we are very excited about the opportunity to conduct a study that will explore ways that we can bring these vital services to a very deserving community throughout the state. We believe that evaluating processes and identifying promising practices of veterans treatment courts that are currently in operation and understanding the needs and the service gaps will be very beneficial to those courts as well as other jurisdictions interested in replicating the program. We also believe that the study will bring valuable information to the council and the legislature about how best to serve this population through the veterans treatment courts. And just to speak a little bit about our collaborative courts, there are currently 28 veterans treatment courts in 24 counties in California. Also, some courts are establishing community courts that integrate programs and services from a range of existing collaborative justice courts so that in those counties that don't specifically have veterans courts, there's still an opportunity to address the unique needs of veterans. And finally, the judicial branch currently has over 390 collaborative justice courts throughout the state. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
How long do you expect the assessment to take?
I think we're at about a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you would report to the legislature?
The legislature, absolutely.
Okay. All right. And other witnesses in support?
Good afternoon. Tracy Ryan, Rural County Representatives of California in support.
Good afternoon, Don Harper. I'm with the American Legion, California. We have a 97,000 members strong here in the state of California. Locally, I also was on the planning committee to help the Sacramento Veteran Treatment Court get going. We think it's the study's needed. Let's get some help for these veterans that need it. So thank you very much. Please support the bill.
Colonel Lorna Grease, representing Military Officers Association of America Council of Chapters and Vietnam Veterans Association of America. We support this bill. We need to get our veterans into treatment, not into jail.
Lorraine Ploss, State Legislative Chair for American Veterans and now National Co-Chair of AMVET's Legislative Program. We support this program, and it has, as you see, works quite well, and we would love to see the investigation ourselves and get some stats and get this going. Thank you.
Frederick Romero, my state commander for the American GI Forum, and we strongly support this bill. Thank you.
The previous speaker was just elected state commander of the American GI Forum, a Hispanic American veterans group, so you'll be seeing him around. Pete Conaty, representing the California Association of County Veterans Service Officers, California State Commanders Veterans Council, and the VFW, and we're in strong support of the bill, and I have an update. We now have 29 veterans court. A new one opened Friday in Fresno County. And these courts received no funding from the state, even though they have a terrific record. That's why we need this study. Thank you.
Thank you. And congratulations, Pete Romero.
Thank you.
Always a leader you are. Do we have any questions from members of the committee for the in support? Yes. Senator Roth.
First, Mr. Chair, let me move the bill. I'm fully in support. Just for the Judicial Council, for the, I guess, the 29 courts, right, or court systems that do not have veterans courts?
I believe that they're in 24 counties.
24 counties.
Yes.
Okay. So of those that do not have, counties that do not have veterans courts, I understand the need to determine best practices and funding and all that. But anecdotally, from the Judicial Council's perspective, why don't the other counties have veterans courts?
It could be a variety of reasons. Probably one of the biggest drivers is in smaller communities. It's difficult to have a court that's directed to a particular population. That's why one of the things that the study will look at is whether there's opportunities for regional means of making sure that veterans have these services available to them.
I see. So the number of courtrooms and the number of judges makes it impractical to designate one as a veterans court.
Yes, that's particularly true in smaller counties.
So you need to have counties sort of join together to collaborate and have one veterans courtroom,
right,
and one judge designated.
And my understanding is it's not just an issue for the courts, but there's challenges on a local level, as there always is with smaller jurisdictions, in terms of veteran services that are available, coordinating with all the various parties that really need to be involved. So our study will be looking at all of those things.
I see. Perfect.
Senator, last year I had looked at running a similar bill, and working with judicial counsel, one of the things we discovered was that with the rural counties, it's just not practical to have, they can't sustain a court, say, in that county, and to develop the relationships between multiple counties to work together to do that. Sometimes it's better to just do something like a telecourt or something like that, where they can do something like Skype in and talk to the judge that way. So those are the things that we put into this bill to address, right, to see what'll work best for each county. That way we're not mandating and shoving this down the county's throat. We want to make sure that it's feasible, where it'll work and be sustainable as we move forward.
Well, that's good, because as the Judicial Council folks know, we've certainly encountered a number of obstacles in securing additional funding for additional judges, and that doesn't seem to be, we've got a lot of work to do, and we're way behind, so the thought of putting new judges down and new courtrooms down for veterans courts is probably going to be a long haul. So I guess we need to figure out how to work with what we have and to make it effective and efficient for our veteran population up and down the state. So thank you all for what you're doing. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Is it possible, as you're examining this, for some consortia of reasonably close together counties to do a consortia?
Absolutely, Senator. That's just all part of the study, is to see what works best across the board, because we all know, you know, folks in your district versus, you know, folks in L.A., are two different worlds. So as you're trying to drive, you know, some places it's, you know, my district, if you're talking about Bishop, you're driving almost an hour and a half to get down to Lone Pine, where the courthouse is. So, I mean, you've got to look at things that make sense. And that's what the purpose of this bill is to look at what makes sense and how to truly best help veterans. Whether it's, you know, there's 101 ways to skin a cat, but what we're trying to do is see what's best. That way the counties are being taken care of and the veterans are being taken care of, and we have a well-thought-out, worked-out veterans court system. Thank
you. Any other questions from the committee? All right. And do you have a close, Assemblyman Mathis?
The senators, I ask for your support.
Very good. Secretary, call the roll.
AB 1672, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso? Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wynn? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay. We'll put the bill on call, waiting the votes of other members who will come.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you, Mr. Hughes, for be a driving force on this.
Thank you.
Great and seasoned idea. We'll be awaiting our last author. We have Senator Hueso. Why don't we open the roll, Senator Hueso? We have just had the Mathis bill, and we've just voted on that. We left it on. We can go ahead and call the roll on the Mathis bill.
AB 1672, Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Wynn?
Okay, we'll replace the call, and we are awaiting our last author. Assemblyman Hernandez.
Someone. wondering why they wouldn't share the cost with an investigation with the Hoover Commission, who studies everything. Is it specific to the governor? Yeah, I don't know either. It was just a question why a civilian was going to foot the cost, but yet.
I didn't see the bill before.
Well, it's just a split.
It's a good idea.
I know they studied all the women's issues that we had and trying to maintain the Women's Commission.
I think the real issue was what she said, which was how to make this house system work when the government judges, court wins, and in the rural areas, they're all spread out. And how do you get enough court judges?
I was told he's on the way home center from a trance.
Probation people. And I just gave a talk down at the one in Riverside, but that's very successful because of down there. The judge, the coroner, and the colonel does a great job with the program. Runs it sort of like a group.
I was a guest of Judge King's, and I was down there with the attorney who's down in Missouri. He runs the program for the county, and he just kind of adopted all of everything he does. He probably doesn't have the but he's doing it.
Just in these urban counties and in the wealthier counties, they're able to sort of make it work.
They get the fire team again, yeah.
Right.
I'm still doing that.
I can't do it anymore.
Well, in the old days, the military encouraged the environment.
Yeah.
The meetings used to be start at 4 o'clock and finish at 4:30 in time for Bardo. And you didn't leave until your boss left.
My husband was second lieutenant that time.
We're glad to have you here today, and we have our committee all in attendance. We have two members absent, but they'll be here to vote for sure. You have Assembly Bill 2494 for us.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Assembly Bill 2494 establishes the Veteran Resource Center's VRC grant program under the Office of the Chancellor of the California Community Colleges. According to the CCCs, an estimated 2.2 million veterans reside in California, the most in the nation. The number of veteran students is expected to increase dramatically as more military personnel serving in Iraq and Afghanistan complete their service. As these veterans transition back to civilian life, many attend one of California's 113 community colleges. In fact, it is estimated that over 60,000 veteran students are enrolled in a community college today. Recently, the Chancellor's Office released the Veterans Resource Center Review Project Report, which cited the progress of several VRCs statewide and the critical need for the state to partner with community colleges to secure additional resources. The report also found VRCs offer support to veteran students reentering the educational system by providing them additional guidance and services in a culturally competent manner. AB 2494 builds on the success of the VRC pilot program by creating a state initiative to expand and establish VRCs on more campuses. There was an effort to provide funding for this program in the budget process. However, that effort stalled. I feel strongly that veterans should not fall through the cracks, and I'm moving forward to establish this program anyways through this bill. With me to testify in support is Mr. Pete Conaty, representing AVETS, Department of California, and several other veterans organizations. And with that, I respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you, Assemblyman. Mr. Conaty.
Mr. Chairman, members, Pete Conaty, today representing the California State Commanders Council, VFW, and the, California Association of County Veteran Service Officer. This is another program like that last bill where we haven't, the state passes lots of veterans bills, except the ones that cost money. So we need to kind of change that dynamic. And what I love about this bill, it sets up a situation or a program or a plan where in the future the legislature can appropriate funds and possibly even get private grants. So I urge your support for on behalf of my clients.
Okay. All right. We have witnesses in support.
Yes. Lorraine Ploss, American Veterans, California State Legislative Chair and National Chair of back in D.C. We highly support anything the Veterans Resource Center does. They're amazing. They're building a triple Veterans Village in Sonoma County where I reside. We love the VRC.
Again, Mr. Chairman, Don Harper with American Legion. We strongly support this bill. Thanks for supporting it.
Lorna Grease, Military Officers Association, Council of Chapters, and Vietnam Veterans of America. We support this bill.
Chair and members, Ashley Walker with Nossaman on behalf of North Orange County Community College District in support. Thanks.
Frederick Romero with the American GI Forum, and we strongly support this bill. Thank you.
Very good. I recently toured one at Sierra College, and Cindy Baldwin, our committee secretary, is familiar with that program at a time when maybe it was starting and having some bumps on the road, but now she and I will both attest at how magnificent it is. That's funded by the funds of the community college there, but I think what you're trying to do here, Assemblyman, is try to encourage others to embrace this and seek sources of funding here in the legislature or from other sources as well.
That's correct.
Jumpstart it, if you will, a little bit.
Yeah. That's correct. Thank you.
Very good. Opposition out there? Okay. Questions and comments from members of the committee?
First, Mr. Chair, I'll move the bill. Secondly, with respect to the process earlier this year having to do with the budget, this administration tends to do everything through the budget that has money. So did the community college chancellor and his team put together a proposal in terms of how much money actually would need to be appropriated in order to properly fund a Veterans Resource Center program throughout the system?
I'm not aware of an official proposal or articulation from the community colleges, but I will have my assistant, my aide on the issue, maybe perhaps give you a more specific answer to that question.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. So no, the community college chancellor himself did not, but Assembly Appropriations Committee got through this time. They estimated that it would be about $100,000 for a minimum grant. And for 113 community colleges, they were estimating about $11 million. And that's if every single community college applied for the grant.
Okay, well, I guess from my perspective, to the extent that the community college folks are listening, I hope between now and the time we start working on the budget for the next fiscal year that they put some brain power to this and let's figure out how much money exactly we would need to be efficient and effective, assuming that not every community college in the state either has the interest or the need to field one of these centers. But I think we need to take a look at the money and we need to work on it in the next budget year. Nice effort.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, your bill can certainly be an encouragement and an acknowledgement of the legislature of legislative interest, Assemblyman. So being a devotee to this idea and one who's seen it really at work, I I believe that this will give impetus. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, we have a motion. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to make some comments
Assemblyman Hueso.
Pertaining to the Hueso. Importance of having this line item in our budget. Next time we deliberate, having a line item there is going to be easier to fill this, but having that as a program is also going to allow the colleges to pursue funds at the federal level, local level, or whatever level are available to make this program go. It's a wonderful program, and it'll do a lot to get people educated in the state. And I just want to commend the author to working on an education bill for a portion of our community that will greatly, greatly benefit from this. So great work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Assemblyman, you brought it to the attention of members of the Budget Committee this very day here. So we'll be working with you next year. That said, Secretary will call the roll.
AB 2494, do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That passes on.
Assemblyman, thank you for your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators, for your time and your support. Thank you.
Would you go ahead and open the roll then on 1672?
AB 1672. Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. That passes out.
And that should take care of it.
Yes,
he did. We opened the roll for him. Thank you, Senator. We got them all.
Natural resources is going to be on here.